But God created you to dominate. If you don't get anything else, you get this inside of you. You and I, we were created to dominate, to rule, to be in charge. Nothing from that world of darkness should be ruling our lives. And that scoundrel that's causing all these troubles, I'm telling you, just a little while, he will be put away. And you don't even have to believe that. It's still going to happen. But I believe it. And it's going to happen. And everybody that's still running with him, going to be put away with him. And everybody that believe and accept Jesus and make Jesus Lord of their life will spend eternity with God. But here's what the deal is. Listen what James says. Listen what James says. James 1, since we're here. James 1, I'm going to read this from the King James. James 1, 17. Every good gift. How many? Can you understand English language? I'll do my best to speak it as clearly as I possibly can. Every good gift. How many? How many is every? When you get every, how many you have? Didn't say some good gifts. It say every good gift, right? And every what? So every one of God's gifts is every, they're good and they're perfect. Not some of them. The Holy Spirit, gifts of the Spirit is perfect. Gifts of salvation is perfect. Gift of healing is perfect. You go on down the line. Gift of faith is perfect. Gift of love is perfect. Every good gift. Gift of life is perfect. It's good and it's perfect. If stuff is happening to you and it's not good, that's not God. Because every good gift, am I right? Is the word telling the truth, or it's just something in here just to fill up the page? Are these words of life, or is this another a book of fiction? Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above. Tell you exactly where it comes from above. Where God? Above. He is above. He told us he sits on the throne. God sits on the throne in the north. It's from above, cometh down. And it come where? And cometh down from the Father of lights. Light be. Okay. I mean, he didn't do this in a corner and hid it. When he defeated the devil, he didn't do it in a corner. He exposed that devil and showed him openly that he'd been defeated. He sure did it. Having spoiled principality and power, he made a show of them. How? Openly triumphing over them in it. When Satan does something, he does it in the dark. Why? Because he don't want you to see the truth. Because any man in his right mind will not run with Satan. He has to be foolish. Somebody said it like this. A sober-minded man will not drive down the road and the sign and lights are flashing, the signs are saying the bridge is out. He wouldn't drive down that road 100 miles an hour. No, but a drunk man will. He think it's cute. Boy, them lights pretty. A drunk man will. A fool will. And so there's a lot of people that's been fooled. But what I want you to see is that God has nothing but good to all of his children. Every good gift, every perfect gift from above, coming down from the Father of light, in whom there is no what? Variableness, neither shadow of turning. God created this world and he created man and gave him dominion over all the works of his hand. How much? All the works of his hand. Look at Psalm 8. This is from the American Standard. I'm going to read this from the American Standard. Psalm 8, verse 5. Listen what God said. I want y'all to hear this. For thou hast made him, talking about who? The man. Thou hast made him a little lower than God. See, the King James said Elohim, a little lower than angels. And no. We are created higher class than angels. We are sons of God. We are not servants. We serve God, of course, but we are God breed, God bred it. And God birthed, God created sons and daughters of God. That's who we are. Thou hast made him a little lower than God. Thou crownest him, how? With glory and honor. You don't find nowhere to say anything about disgrace and shame and scandal, none of that. All that stuff comes from the devil. You've been crowned with glory and honor. You're an intelligent, honorable, respectful, faithful, fruitful individual created by God. Amen. To prosper, to be sensible, to be a person of faith and integrity. But we have a lot of foolish people supposed to be wise, and they became fools. When you turn down the word of God and take your opinion or take some opinion from somebody else, that's a foolish man. It is. Do you hear me? But he said, thou hast made him a little lower than God and crowned him with glory and honor. Now listen to this. God's in control of what they say. But look, thou makest him to have dominion over the works of his hand. What is the works of his hand? Thou hast put all things under his feet. Now he's about to tell you the works of his hand. Where all sheep and ox, yea, and the beasts of the field, the birds of heaven, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. Oh, Jehovah, our Lord. Let me ask you, all these things, that the works of his hand, where are they in heaven? Where are they? They said the works of his hand, is the fish of the seas in heaven? Is the cow of in heaven? Is the oxes in heaven? No, they're on earth. And he said, I have given you dominion over these things. And what's the problem? We are in charge, not God. I've said it so many times, I give you the key to my car and tell you to go to another county and do this and do that. You're in charge of that car. I don't have it. If it run in the ditch, I'm not at fault. You ran that car in the ditch. You run the stop sign, the police pull you over. I wasn't in charge. You was in charge. You can't come back and say, police pulled me over and here's your ticket. No, it ain't. No, that's your ticket. You got that ticket. Bless God. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. So he said, let me finish.